This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Kentucky's Attorney General Andy Beshear is expected to announce today he's running for governor in 2019. But Ohio's governor's race is much closer, just 4 months before statewide elections. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about the race. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So where do things stand right now?
Right now, if you look at things like the polling that's out there, and there's plenty of polling, public polling that's around, you see Democrat Richard Cordray up a point or two. You see Republican Mike DeWine up a point or two. Essentially, it's a wash. It's a tie. Personally, I think it's going to stay that way for quite some time, maybe all the way up to the election. These two have a history. They ran against each other in 2010 when Cordray was Attorney General and Mike DeWine had been defeated for the Senate reelection a few years before. And DeWine beat Cordray by one percentage point. So they have a history of this. Now, there's also a whole bunch of people out there who aren't paying attention yet. They're going on summer vacations. They're interested in baseball. They're going fishing. They're doing whatever it is they do in the summer. And they're not thinking about the Ohio governor's race or any other political race, probably not until after Labor Day, which is the traditional kickoff of the campaign season. So it could change. Things could change when people start focusing on this race and the other races too.
Now, do you expect it to change? Is it likely there'll be a big change?
I'm not convinced. I think this is a state that is really split down the middle in terms of Democrats and Republicans, and that both of these candidates can have appeal to a lot of different voters, particularly the people who voted for Donald Trump in 2016. And I think both sides can pull some of those voters, so that may be a wash. It's just going to be, I think it's going to be down to the wire on this race.
Who has the money advantage?
Mike DeWine, by far, has the money advantage. I mean, he has millions of dollars more in the bank than Rich Cordray does and will. Cordray got into it a little late because of his job in Washington, and he couldn't engage in any kind of partisan politics. And by the time he came back, Mike DeWine had been raising money for a year. But the money does not always is not always a determining factor. It's good to have. It's great. It buys you a lot of TV time. It buys you a lot of social media time. But it's not the determining factor.
Now, so far, Ohio's governor, Republican John Kasich, has really done not much to help Mike DeWine. Why is that?
No. Well, one of the reasons, I think, is he's a little perturbed with Mike DeWine because Mike DeWine hasn't been fully supportive of Kasich's Medicaid expansion under Obamacare, that he took a pretty big political risk to get that money into Ohio. And DeWine has not said that he will support that. What he said, that he might tweak it, he might tweak the program and that sort of thing. I don't think that goes over very well with John Kasich and the two of them. There seems to be some low-level sparks flying. I don't think it's a big factor. The fact is, John Kasich right now, if you look at something like Quinnipiac poll, he's more popular with Ohio Democrats than he is with Ohio Republicans, period. I mean, he is 57% of the Ohio Democrats say that they see him favorably.
So all of this will be very interesting to see how it plays out when the election comes in November.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a close one. I think it's going to go down to the wire.
Howard, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.